Hello, bold business leaders. Welcome to your 5-minute inspirational clip for the Woke Babe. This is a podcast series for women who want to rise higher. I know we're all busy, so I want to thank you for giving yourself these 5 minutes to level set your day. You are an energetic warrior that goes into this very, very negative world each and every day, and yet you know the power of positivity. You are the light that naturally shines, and you know that love ultimately conquers all. Today, I want to talk about boundaries. As I reflect on my life in the last 5 years in particular, I realize how important boundaries truly are. I look back at the choices I made and I realize the impact of not having boundaries. And I understand that I would have made different choices if I had had boundaries. Boundaries do so much for us that we don't even realize it until we look back and reflect on how our choices impacted the fact that we simply did not have them. So today I want to cover what is life without boundaries, how do boundaries help us heal, and what effect do healthy boundaries have on ourselves and our loved ones? I'll start with what is life without boundaries. Now that I've actually walked the walk, I know what it's like to live without boundaries. But in the moment, I didn't. In fact, I'm so aware of it that I recognize it quickly in others. So I want to be sure I share this with you, especially for those that are in it and don't realize it. You're going to be riddled with anxiety and worry. That's what life is without boundaries. In fact, the guilt was probably the most important feeling that I had. It just dominated me. You won't even realize that you're being guided to do things you don't want to because you have people around you, because you haven't set boundaries, that aren't the healthiest for you. Or you've been exposed to so many people that make you feel guilty or are gaslighting you that you don't even know what's real and what's not. You start to question everything you do, and then you're tiptoeing, which is extremely exhausting. As a reminder, an example of gaslighting is when people say abusive and hurtful things, or they do things that are abusive and hurtful. And then when you try to talk to them about it, they say you're overreacting, or that it simply did not happen. It's confusing and strange, and then you start to blame yourself. In fact, I used to be so scared of telling my truth to others. This was at work or at home or even to myself. I just simply felt like my feelings didn't matter or it wasn't important enough. My focus just became on pleasing others, trying to make sure that everyone was happy. When I went to work thinking I'm just bringing home money for the family, not realizing the importance of the time that I was supposed to spend with them. So when I didn't have boundaries at work, I didn't have boundaries with my own time. And then when I didn't have boundaries with my own time, I came home exhausted from my family. And I didn't realize how much that cycle was hurting them as well. So when I started to just make these choices, because I had no boundaries for myself as well. In fact, it left me feeling that I couldn't please anyone. And the cycle of self-blame continued. Probably something that continued from past generations. My mother's mother and her mother and my dad and his parents. It's generational, trust me. And now I finally get it. As a really, really amazing good friend of mine said, if mama ain't happy, no one's happy. And I finally get that. Another important thing that we have to recognize as we start to hopefully understand the importance of setting boundaries is we have to understand how boundaries help us heal. They literally help you heal in so many ways. They shift your thinking when you set boundaries and stand up for yourself. You pick better people to focus on in your life. when you're not focused on the horrible people that are hurting you, and you start to take inventory of your friendships, your relationships, where you spend your time, you eliminate things that hurt you. That's you setting boundaries. That's you saying you won't put up with it anymore. That's you giving yourself more time to focus on the ones that actually care and love you. You reshift that and the healing begins. It means you're giving less time when you set boundaries. It means you're giving less time to those that are hurtful or selfish or the narcissists that give you continuous guilt and are only trying to take what they can. I finally got that. I finally got that when the narcissists in my life started to clear and I started to focus on the people that actually love and care for me and focus on the people that actually want to help me and genuinely love me. That's what setting boundaries does. I used to think it was selfish to set boundaries with certain people. I thought, why would I do that? That would hurt them. But truly, those weren't the right people to begin with. I thought, if I'm strong, why can't I be around these people and still be myself? And again, the cycle of self-blame, that rationalization of things that, you know, you should be able to handle those negative people. The truth is, you're human and you are affected by negativity. You are also affected by people that malinger, people that are narcissists, and people that are out to hurt you. All you have to do is talk to a scientist and they will tell you how your DNA and your cells react with certain conditions, particularly external conditions. The cells actually show changes. So energy changes everything. Don't think you're weak. It's just part of our molecular biology. It's the way we're built. It's part of our engineering. That's why it's so, so critical to be around positive, loving, and supportive people. Don't waste your time on anyone else. That's what boundaries do. They establish a clear line of how you are expecting others to treat you. When you feel that low vibration guilt, when you cut somebody off, especially someone who is really good at what they do, which narcissists typically are, they're great at manipulation, but they're also great at making you feel guilty when you set those boundaries. So remember, when the guilt sets in, remember that is your ego talking to you. Your ego wants to be comfortable. Your ego always wants things to stay the same. Just ignore it and say to yourself, thanks, but no thanks. I deserve better. Boundaries also help us have better personal relationships. That means your spouse, your kids, your boss, your friends, they'll have a clearer understanding of what you need and what you don't need. The most important part is they'll understand what you don't and won't accept. It's going to feel selfish at first because it's a shift. And let me tell you, change is never comfortable. Remember, in the long run, it is liberating you and it is liberating them. In addition, it is helping you be a better receiver. It's helping you let others give to you. And I know that's remarkable for someone who's a people pleaser or who's someone who's always trying to balance everything, but you really have to slow down and remember that allowing others to give to you is just as important as you giving. So be a good receiver. That's part of setting those boundaries. Another important question to ask ourselves is what effect do healthy boundaries have on ourselves and our loved ones? Let me say this again. What effect do healthy boundaries have on ourselves and our loved ones? For those of you still not convinced that you need to set healthy boundaries, you have to remember that when you speak your truth, you literally heal yourself. That means when you say no, when you really meant no, that's a gift. You'll feel so good when you feel aligned with your heart and your soul. When you say no thank you and you do it with sincerity, you will feel liberated. At first, it will be difficult, but over time, you will feel this amazing sense of calm because your soul will say thank you. Another great truth about speaking your own truth is that you will literally start to take care of yourself naturally. You'll start to be more aware of those that are not looking out for your best interest. And then you'll be even more aware of the areas where you may need more self-care. You'll actually take the vacations that you are owed, and you'll go for, there were some days where I would feel so sick, but I would go to work as if it was doing something to help anyone. And now I can be sick and actually feel guilt-free. You'll be able to set boundaries with your children that are healthy and know in the long term that you will heal them as you heal yourself. Remember that this is generational. When you ground or discipline your child the next time, you won't feel guilt when they say their stinging words because the shift is going to scare them. It'll scare most people around you, especially the ones that are unhealthy. Unhealthy relationships. Setting boundaries will scare them away, and trust me, that is good in the long run. You'll know in the long run that you're setting boundaries that will teach your children to set boundaries for themselves. Think about your guilt and all of the ways that you have compromised yourself. I know you don't want that for your child. So do what you want them to do. Set boundaries so that they can watch you and learn. That's a gift that is just, it's just repetitive because you're breaking the cycle between the generations. Once your boundaries are set, you will go down this path of starting to care about what your needs are first. You'll start focusing on your goals and what makes you happy. An amazing transformation will occur. Napoleon Hill talks about the importance of not drifting. Drifting are those people that have no focus. Drifting are those people that have no boundaries. And you'll start to shift your focus and understand what your heart desires. I highly recommend you read this book by Napoleon Hill called Outwitting the Devil. It has absolutely changed my life, and it's one of those books that I'm going to check in with throughout my life. You'll start to think about boundaries will help you think about what you want and what makes you happy. Once you do this, you can live a life that is aligned with what you're meant to do on this planet, and I promise you that is your purpose. Your gifts are why you're here. When you set boundaries, you're actually able to shift your thoughts into things like joy, manifestation, abundance, and intention. The beautiful part of all this is that you will evolve and heal with personal self-care. Boundaries for your children and generations to come will heal with you. Imagine how amazing it will be to give your kids the gift of learning how to live. As Napoleon Hill talks about in his book, that's not something that the school system is going to do. Society is not going to do it. And the social media space that your children probably spend a lot of time in is not going to do it. This is your job. You will teach them to live a life of joy that is calm and focused. That's something they'll never learn in school. That is something that you'll teach your children so that they can teach your children, your children's children. And the healing will begin. They can start to learn what life is really about. They can start to see that healthy boundaries are actually keeping them from living a life in fear and anxiety and worry. You can free them from self-blame, anxiety, and exhaustion of just trying to please others. Boundaries allow you to free yourself to be you, so you don't feel like you have to over-explain your decisions or you feel bad when you say no, because in the long run, it's healthy. It's healthy for you. It's healthy for your family. It's healthy for everyone around you. So next time someone asks you to do something you're not comfortable with, take a breath and pause. You're allowed that. Even say, "Can I get back to you on that?" And watch how everything shifts. Thank you for listening today. I'm grateful for you. I'm grateful for your time. I believe in you, and I know that you can truly shift into a life that is full of abundance, love, and light. Please reach out to me if you have any questions or need further assistance. I am here to serve at Bold BIZ Coach. You can find me on Twitter or Instagram or Facebook or Pinterest, or sign up for my exclusive collection of strong and inspired women at kindlepike.com. I hope you have a blessed day, and I'll talk to you soon.